It's time to get empowered. Her empowered life can be the key to your success. Helena Larson is a life coach that uses her empathetic and intuitive abilities to coach her clients, offering messages from the universe or spirit to help you deal with life and make the right choices to lead you on the correct path. She coaches from her real life experience of dealing with depression and feeling stuck. Her goal is to be available to people that need her help anytime, any day. She speaks to the heart. Sometimes people just need a listening ear and compassion. Helena is there to help. Visit her website at herempoweredlife.com to talk to her today or call her directly 763-477-1087. herempoweredlife.com.
Everyone, welcome to another episode of Morning Reflections. It's Monday morning, and I thought we might need a little bit of an energy boost. So this morning, I kind of want to talk about, you know, obviously we're in December and the year is coming to an end. And usually during this time, we have a lot of reflections about how our life went this year. And like my husband said, you know, this year is truly a year to forget. There really isn't anything too memorable. Good memories. Well, I guess, honestly, I think there is good memories. I think the pandemic has caused us to really reflect upon our life a lot differently than we have any other years, because we have time to actually sit and think a little bit more in our own solitude. And when you give yourself space to kind of remove yourself from the world, I think you come with new perspective about life. And I feel like during the pandemic, I have slowed my life down a little bit more to enjoy the moments. But don't get me wrong, there are moments where I am frustrated and I feel stuck and I feel like life is kind of on a standstill until things go to normal. And obviously with the election happening, which had happened, and now we have elected our president, I think I feel like I am much more at peace about what's happening in the world, because I truly feel that any president is better than our current president. And that's just my thought. Well, I don't really want to talk about politics, but what I want to talk about is just leadership in general. I feel like we are all leaders of our own lives. However we want our life to be is truly a result of our own choices. And what's great about life is that we are able to make a difference in our own way for a different tomorrow. So being that we're in December of 2020, I feel like I have grown a lot this year, just slowing my life down a little bit more and having a little bit more intention with what I'm doing, whether it comes to my coaching business, whether it comes to my career, whether it comes to my family life. I feel like I'm less uptight about stuff and my priority has changed a lot. And it's always an exciting thing to be able to grow as a person, I think. This year, I kind of took a little bit of backseat. Every now and then I do kind of, when it comes to my business, to just kind of think and reflect upon where I am driving my business. What is my branding about? Who am I trying to reach out to? And what difference am I trying to make? I think that's the main thing. My main intention of starting my coaching business is really to help empower other women who are struggling. And I feel like there is a lot of struggles that is happening right now, especially with the pandemic. There is a rise of divorces. And I think because when you are stuck in a house, you know, for those of you who have been married for a while or had been in a relationship, you know that it's easy to avoid a problem when you go to work, right? And when you're in the same house facing each other every day, it's very hard to ignore the problem that of a relationship that you already have. And you kind of am stuck in a place where you have to kind of figure it out, or you decide and make decisions. And I think this is the year where a lot of people are having a major life change because of whatever reason, whether it be losing of a job, whether it be ending of a relationship, whether it be changing of perspective and reprioritizing your life. That all makes a difference and it does impact the rest of your relationships that you have, including the very close ones like your spouse. And I think that the purpose of Her Empowered Life is really to help women who are struggling to find their own identity. As women, a lot of our identity is wrapped around our kids, our family, how the society defines us, our career, a lot of outside of us stuff. And what I really want Her Empowered Life to do is to help women to find that strength within themselves, find their purpose within themselves, not outside of themselves. Of course, we do find ourselves outside of ourselves based on our friendships and the purpose, our jobs. Those are parts of and pieces of things that defines who we are, but they are not the end all be all. And it's going to be hard to depend on outside factors to really define who you are, because they can go away. Just like nobody's expecting this pandemic to happen, and it did, and it changed so many people's lives. And what I realized is that end of the day, you have to come back to your anchor, and that is going to have to be you. And the more you can define and know for yourself for a fact who you are, the more centered you can be. So for those of you who are reflecting upon your life and really thinking about what 2021 is going to bring, I really encourage you to think about yourself within. How has this year changed you as a person inside versus the material things on the outside? Because it has changed materially for a lot of people who do not have jobs and who maybe have more of a limited income and all that stuff. But those are things that can be replaceable. And not saying that it's easy, but I think that more than ever, it is important for us to really find our center and to really think about who we are as people, who we are inside. How has outside factors trigger us? How has outside factor change us? How has it affected your priorities in life? How has it affected you as a person in terms of what you want in life? I think the pandemic has really caused me to think a lot more about the intentions of what I want out of my coaching business and how I can impact people. It has so affected me and my personal life and how I would like to impact my family. And it's really recentered my focus on what truly is important, and that is family. Because end of the day, they are the ones that you're going to be with forever. And especially with children, just helping them grow into the best human being they can be is quite an amazing thing. And being that they are home a lot more with the pandemic and school closing and hybrid, and, you know, I think it's really tested the most patience of us, you know, of people. And honestly, it also creates this question about humanity and how we are all interconnected and how we, our actions and behaviors truly affect one another and the world around us. This morning is really thinking about positivity and looking forward to the new year. I think it is natural to do that. And usually this is the time where we think about, oh, hey, what resolution do I want to create in the upcoming year? But what I want you to think about is not about the resolution, but about something that is much more permanent, more long-term, more sustainable, one that is more impactful to your life. One of the decisions that I make too right now is to live a healthier life. With the pandemic, I feel that I have switched my attention to other things. And obviously, the pandemic has brought a lot of health concerns to a lot of people. And for me, it's really to think about what I can do for myself and my family to stay healthy. And so I'm starting on the very, very beginning stages of health and nutrition, and something that I want to do for myself, for my own self-confidence as well, and for my family, because I want to be there for my children for a very long time. So I know for a fact that losing weight is not just a fad because I feel fat and unworthy. It's more around, I want to do this for me and my family so that I can be around and be healthy and be the best that I can be in the moment with them, because they are my priority and I want to have the energy and the positivity for them. And I want it to last for a long time, and not just because it's end of the year and that's kind of what people do. They kind of think and reflect and then they do and then it doesn't sustain. And that's just my thought. And we are all on that same fad, you know, we do just kind of like natural progression of what you do end of the year to ring in the new year. But there's so much more to that that we really need to think about. You know, for me, this upcoming year is not something that I'm already focused on, but it's just a trend that I notice I do is my negative self-talk, talk to myself sometimes, that I doubt myself. My self-doubt can be very powerful. The lies that your mind tells you is so very powerful. And I think that that is something that we can all master, is our own minds. How can we be able to control ourselves from allowing our mind from telling us and controlling our life and what we do and how we define ourselves and how we think we define ourselves to others, or why we allow others to define who we are if we are sure about ourselves? I think it's an ongoing journey, and it's for us to think for ourselves what that is and what that means. But I want to leave you with this thought. As you live through the rest of this year and contemplate on what you want to strive for next year, what your thoughts are and your goals are and your vision is for what is to come. And I truly believe that next year will be a different year for everyone. I feel like this pandemic is a blessing in disguise. It is life-changing for a lot of people, and it will change the perspective of and the prioritization of what we want in our life for a very long time. And I think, as I say, we are very forgetful, and sometimes we have, and with the very best of intentions, we forget what we truly want for ourselves. And so I encourage you to think about creating a vision for your year, for 2021. If you're interested in creating a vision for yourself, follow me on my Facebook page at Her Empowered Life, or follow me on Instagram at Her Empowered Life, or check out my website, www.herempoweredlife.com. I'm going to have a series of workshops on creating your vision board and creating your vision for 2021. And I do encourage you to join me on that journey as we create and we craft out the life that we want for 2021. All right, ladies, I hope this finds you well. I look forward to talking to you soon. You take care and you have an amazing week.